here at CLCC, we want to make sure we're investing in all areas, whether it's from our kids to our leadership to our adults to our women's to our men's to our young adults. We want to make sure we're investing in everyone, because legacy is something that is an ongoing thing. Legacy is something that has been started from the beginning, continues on through us, which we are a mere breath compared to what's come before, and a mere breath of what's going to happen in the end. And so we want to make sure we steward here, that we do what we're supposed to do, but we also do what we're called to do. There's nothing worse than being able to do so much but doing so little. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to use an analogy. If Michael Jordan, one of the great, could be the GOAT of basketball, maybe, or maybe you're a LeBron James fan, I don't know. But I would just use basketball as that. Michael Jordan, most people realize that name. Most people recognize that name. If that man would have stopped when he was cut from his high school basketball team because he wasn't good enough, we'd be in a very different place, wouldn't we? The name Michael Jordan would never be in any of the topic of sentences or anything like that. Never. But because he went through, we know his name. And we can turn that into the disciples as well. What if Paul, on the road to Damascus, said, you know what? Nope, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this at all. He saw the Lord. He was blind. He's like, no, I'm turning myself off. I'm not giving in. I believe what I believe, and I'm going after what I believe, and I'm not going after what Christ is. Be a very different Saul of Tarsus, wouldn't it be? We would have never heard the name Paul. There's nothing worse than having so much destiny and not walking in it. Folks, here at CLCC, I want you to walk in God's destiny for your life. Whether it's in the view of many or in the view of few, you have the ability to impact millions of people to come. And you might be saying, Pastor Van, I don't know what you mean by millions of people. I mean, Newville is only so big, and I don't talk to that many people in Newville. You know, I only affect so many people. But you have to realize that just you being who you are, you have an area of influence. And that area of influence has another area of influence. And that area of influence has another area of influence. So what you do could technically affect thousands of people. And when you do it for your whole life, you can affect millions. Sometimes we think too small of ourselves. Sometimes we think, well, I'm just here for these people. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with ministry to a few people. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit more in the, not so much in the limelight, but ministering where God's called you to be, as long as God's called you to be there. There's nothing wrong with serving in shadows if God's called you to do that. Not everyone else is going to be speaking in front of tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people. But you will be affecting those people, though, one way or another. Is it okay if I get personal? Is it okay, folks? Can I get a little personal here? Is that okay? This is a safe place, so I want to make sure that when we talk about things, we can talk about things and be transparent. Can I be transparent with you today? So, I was on Facebook, which I get on so often. I see some people on there, and I try to connect with other people that I haven't talked to in a while. And I saw one of my friends I hadn't seen really since high school on there. I was like, man, how's it going? I haven't talked to you since then. And he said, doing okay. And then that was really much, it was Facebook Messenger, so we didn't talk very much, just a few things back in here. And then he said, he's like, I'd love to chat with you sometime. I was like, well, here's my number. Why don't you give me a call? And so it was late this week. And so then I gave him a call yesterday so that we actually connect. He's like, oh, here's my number. Give me a call when you're available. Because, you know, four kids and all these different things. Life gets busy. So I called him yesterday. And I heard his voice. And it was so good to hear his voice, but then I heard his voice a little bit more clearer. And I realized he was not the same guy from high school as he is today. Now, my friend, he did have a genetic disease in high school, which he was a little shorter than everyone else. And he still loved Jesus. He still loved to do things. He could talk clear and everything like that. But when I talked to him yesterday, he wasn't so clear. Actually, it was quite hard to understand, to be honest. And I was like, wow. And he's the same age as I am. And I'm like, wow. I didn't realize that he had been sick, some things had happened in his life. I was like, man. And it really just, it broke my heart to hear that. It really just broke my heart to hear that, because I was like, man, I love this guy. This guy was one that we'd hang around in high school. We'd do things together. We did things with the Bible school. We did things at church together through times. And I was like, man, it really hurt to hear him that. But then he said one thing to me. And he said, I could hear it clear as a bell. He said, God is faithful. And it was hard to keep back the tears and things like that when I was talking to him, because he was a little tough to understand, but he said, God is faithful. And it really gave me a little time after we talked for a few minutes. I said, hey, I'll give you a call back sometime and love to talk with him again, and I will talk with him again, but I really did some soul searching in that time. I was like, God, what is... It was hard. It was hard because I know what he was, but to see where he is now, it's very different. And so the Lord reminded me of things. He said, those in the least are the greatest of my kingdom. And I just want to encourage some people today. Maybe you're struggling with disabilities. You're not who you were a few years ago. But I want to let you know that God is faithful. And he sees what you're doing. And even though here on earth, we might be limited to what we can do sometimes. Let me tell you this. Heaven is not limited on what rewards you will have there. And also, your impact of what you're doing here doesn't depreciate who you are. Because he is faithful. And I want to encourage you guys with that right now. Because it's tough sometimes. Life's not easy at times, but he is always so faithful. Always so faithful. Can we just close our eyes just for a moment? Can we think about the times that he's been faithful to us? Can we think about the times that, wow, I didn't know that that was going to happen. But Lord, I see you there in the midst. I see those things that I was in trouble with. I see those things that I wasn't sure what to do. And that I remember you coming through. Can we remember those times just for a moment? Thank you, Father. And as you're remembering those times, Can we also remember the time that Jesus said, I love you so much, I would die for you. And not just die for you, the death on a cross for you. Where he didn't go the easy way out, he took the full brunt of it so that we might live fully for him as well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. The theme, you can open your eyes back up. The theme that Elam's been going through this year is open up the wells. There's a lot of wells in the Old and New Testament if you go through there and look in there. There's a lot of good wells and some bad wells. And you'd be like, well, Pastor Van, what do you mean a bad well? I mean, isn't wells good for, you know, anything, you know, aren't they to live? Well, there's some wells in the Bible that created a lot of strife, a lot of problems, and those are the wells we don't want to open up. We want to keep free of those wells. Because those wells, drinking that water is not going to help you. But drinking the wells from which the Lord has dug in our lives is amazing. Because his well, we're never thirsty. Isn't that right? We can drink, as in Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman, Jesus said, if you drink from this well, you'll be thirsty. But let me give you living water, this is paraphrased, so that you will never thirst again. When we drink of his well and drink what he's doing in our lives, then we know this is good. And he's got some great things for us, doesn't he, CLCC? He's got some great things for this house. I mean, I'm looking forward to the new changes we're going to do. I'm looking forward to see who God's going to bring in with us to help us to reach this area and other surrounding areas. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be tough sometimes. I'm not going to say it's going to be all easy and free, because how many of you know we do have an adversary that doesn't want the kingdom of God to prevail? And sometimes we have to war and have warfare around these wells that God's put us in. He said, this is a place that I want to pour out my spirit. This is a place where there's life. This is a place where you can go there and see God move. And this is one of those houses. We want to see God move more than anything else. I like saying CLCC, and this is just me, it's not recognized by anybody, but I like to say Christians loving Christ and communities. That's the way I see this place. We want to love people, but we also want to give them life. Give them hope. Because it's tough out there sometimes. We can get beat up. We can lose our way. Troubles abound. But Jesus is always faithful, isn't he? Isn't he always faithful? He does some great things. And so with this well being here, we want to drink from him. We want to go forward at him. We want to see him do the miraculous. God does miraculous things if we let him. Isn't that true? One of the guys said it like this, and I'm looking for my notes real quick. And there were so many good things that they shared. I'm like, oh my gosh, please slow down so I can take some good notes. But then they kept going on for some reason. I was like, man, come on now, guys. This is so good. But there was a lot of good things that was said at the conference. Mm. So a few things that he said, this is what Sean Smith said, and I totally agree with him. Famine doesn't cancel favor. I was like, that's good. If there's famine in your life, if there's a famine in the land, it doesn't cancel favor. And droughts cannot dry our destiny. If there's famine in the land, if there's things going on in this world, things going on in this community, where it's dry, it's droughts, it's famine, it doesn't have to be here. It doesn't cancel who you are, your assignment with Christ. And it's so good. And this is one thing I love. I loved hearing this. And I was like, yes, Lord, this is where I want to be. When you have been marked for the miraculous, the mundane won't ever fulfill. Come on, somebody. I love that. I love that. And those were some of the things that they shared. And I was like, that was so good about tying it into how wells and how what was going on in the scriptures and things like that. And I'm like, oh, man, it's so good. It's so good. Can we, and this is my challenge to us today, can we be those wells? Can we make this place a place where people can drink freely, where they can experience Christ, where they can experience love, where they can experience hope? Can we do that here, folks? I want to do this. I want this place to be such a place that we would even be on the map. And you're like, well, where's Newville? Well, it's, haven't you ever heard of Newville? That's where one of the greatest awakenings broke out. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? That's what I'm going for. And not that we'd be fully recognized with fame and things like that and have big buildings, which one day we will. But a place where people can know, I experienced God's presence there. I experienced His love, and those people there were so amazing. And they really were Christians. They really showed me what Christ was like. That's what we're going for, church. And I'm all about miracles happening as well. All about signs, wonders, angelic visitations, dreams, visions. I'm all about those things. But I want this to be a place of love where people can come in and say, yep, I'm loved here. I'm accepted here. Because we know what it feels like. If you've ever been outside of Christ, you know what not feeling loved, not feeling accepted is all about. You understand that. You might understand that really well. And I'm like, I know what in Christ, how I feel. That He has totally accepted me. He totally loves me. That I am the apple of His eye. I am His son, and I am the co-heir of Christ. That He died for me. That while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, gave His life for me. Come on, somebody. He's so good. So let's just pray and end this today. I know it's not just, I know this is a little strange, a little different type of sermon, but this is what the Lord really put on my heart today. And my challenge is, let us walk in love. Let us be a well. Don't let us let this place be a well, but don't let us not clog up our wells of living water wherever we are, wherever our influence is, whatever we affect. I'm going there. I'm encouraging you guys. Will you partner with me in doing that to become wells of living water wherever we go? We're giving out the love of Christ. We're giving out miracles. We're giving out these things, not because we have it, but because Jesus has called us to do that. Can we do that, folks? Will you join me in that? Father, we just thank You right now for what You're doing in this house. We thank You, Lord, that You're going to be bringing people, that You've brought some people, but You're bringing more people that need a drink from You. So they'll never be thirsty again. Lord, I thank you that when people come in here, they can say, I feel recharged, I feel encouraged, I feel loved. I thank you, Father, that we're going to be a church that loves you and loves our communities as well. I thank you, Father, for the people you've deposited in this house that have such a great destiny and have such great, you have such great plans for, Father. Let them not discount themselves, no matter how old, no matter what their limitations are, no matter what's going on in their lives. Lord, please reveal to them, show them even more, Father, that they are special. That they are loved and they have an awesome place with us here. But more importantly, not just here, they have an awesome place in your kingdom with you and your plans, oh God, for them. Lord, I thank you right now that you are faithful through it all. No matter what's going on in our lives, you are always faithful. And Lord, if we want more of you, which we do, then Father, we surrender more of us to fill those spots. Father, we just give you this house, Father, from all areas of our property, from the road back to the woods, to the neighbors' houses and all in between. We give you this property once again to use as your kingdom. That your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just give that place to you now, here. And we say, thank you, Lord. Do what you want to in this house. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.